from the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Thought of the Week. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit, the inspirations that God gives us. We call it inspirations that come from the Holy Spirit. How do I foster them? How do I increase my openness to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit? How do I take advantage of those inspirations? Hey, we only get one shot at life. Might as well take advantage of all the inspirations I can. So I'm going to go through this right now and give you some thoughts on how you and I can foster inspirations of the Holy Spirit. Remember, first of all, God loves everyone with a unique love. He wants to lead all of us to perfection, but at the same time, different paths for different people. This means that the frequency and the characteristics of the inspirations of grace are going to differ from you and me. We can't force the Holy Spirit. God is the master of his own gifts. Okay, that being said, God will give to each one of us the inspirations we need for our own holiness, closeness to God, sanctification. Interestingly enough, good old St. Francis de Sales, my favorite saint, Francis de Sales, who wrote for lay people. You can get his book. His books, they're great. Law of Love, the Perfection of Love is one of his great treatises on divine love. So anyway, here's what de Sales says about that. Those who keep their hearts open to holy inspirations are happy, for they will never lack those inspirations they're going to need in order to live their state of life well and devoutly, and to live out the duties of their profession in a holy way. For as God gives, by way of nature, each animal the instincts that are required for the conservation of that animal and for the exercise of its natural properties, so too, if we don't resist God's grace, he gives each one of us the inspirations we need in order to live, to act, to maintain ourselves in the life of holiness and closeness to God. Wow, he's going to give us all we need. Now, we have to add on to that, though, that these motions of the Holy Spirit, and that is the inspirations, are not something exceptional, but are part of the normal functioning of the spiritual life. So you don't wait to get zapped by the Holy Spirit. They're happening all the time. In fact, St. Paul says that. He says, all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. He also said, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let's live in that. We all have received adoption as children of God through our holy baptism when we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time. The normal fruit of this sacrament is the germinating in our lives of what we call the gifts of the Holy Spirit, whose aim is to prepare the soul to follow promptly the gifts of inspiration. Good old St. Thomas Aquinas said, the gifts of the Holy Spirit render all the faculties of the soul capable of submitting to the motions of God. So, wow, now, a lot of us have been confirmed, received the sacrament of confirmation. That's right. And we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What do? They open up pockets of the soul able to submit to the great loving wind of the Spirit, motions of God's warm love moving us on. So, therefore, yeah, every Christian should desire and pray for the inspirations of God's grace. And so God grants them in greater or lesser measure. And from whom much is given, much will be required. For those to whom less is given, less will be asked of them. I just want all that he wants me to give. It may not be as much as somebody else, and it may be more than somebody else. Doesn't make any difference. It's just for me. It's his desire, his dream for me. So it remains true that if the inspirations that are not optional are extra and not extra in life, if that is true, it's because they are decisive in my spiritual growth. It's a matter of greatest importance to welcome the inspirations into your life. Just spread out your arms. That's a wonderful pray, Send them down, Lord. I'm wide open. You got it. I want them. That the best thing that can happen to a human being is you. And the best way I can be led is by your Spirit giving me inspirations. So here we go. There are some conditions that are conducive to these inspirations appearing in my soul. So I'm going to go through a few of these with you. And what can I do? What can I do to really open up to those gifts of the Spirit given to me in my baptism? And, of course, the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. What are they? Well, let me quickly give those. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Open up. Don't waste life. Don't waste time. Open up to what God wants to give. Grab it. Hold on to it. Don't let go of it. So now we're going to talk about a few things that can open me up to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. First one, number one. You ready? Number one. Practice thanking God. Practice praise and thanks. There you go. What prevents us from receiving more abundant graces from God may quite simply be our own not being sufficiently grateful and not thanking Him for the graces He already has given to me. Do you ever think about that? Yeah, number one block, I don't thank Him for what I've already got. Okay? St. Teresa of Lisieux had a beautiful little flower. She had a beautiful saying. I love this. Here's what she said. What most draws down graces from our dear Lord is gratitude. If we thank Him for a gift, she said, He is touched and hastens to give us 10 more. If we thank Him again with a sincere heart, what an incalculable multiplication of graces in our soul. I've experienced it, she said. Try it, you'll see. My gratitude for all He gives me is boundless. I prove this to Him in 1,000 ways. Thank Him, you'll get 10 more. So we'll be back in just a moment on how to open up to the gifts of the Spirit.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio, Thought of the Week. We're talking about the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit God gives Teresa, the little flower, she said, just thank God for what He gives you. And as I said before, she said, if we thank God for a gift, He is touched and hastens to give us 10 more. I'll take 5 more. Everybody wants to give me, I'll take 50 more. Okay. So, anyway, she said, remember the statement, in the scriptures, bless the Lord, my soul, do not forget all of his benefits. Number two, first one, praise and thank God. That's how I open up to more gifts of the Spirit, to the inspirations. Number two, desire the inspirations and ask for them. We must, of course, desire God's inspirations and ask for them. Remember what Jesus said? Ask and it will be given to you. Remember that? All right. And then one of the petitions we make to God most often should be, here's a good one, quote, Lord, inspire me in all my decisions. Never let me neglect any of your inspirations. I'm going to say that one again. Lord, inspire me in all my decisions. Mm-hmm. Never let me neglect any of your inspirations. We should ask for them in all the circumstances of life. At the more critical moments when we're faced with important decisions, or when we have the impression that our life with our Lord is limping a little bit and needs to be revivified, it can be good to go on a retreat for a few days and pray more intensely for the light of the Holy Spirit, of course. That's always good. Maybe just take an afternoon or a couple of hours and just go to church, go before the Blessed Sacrament, and just say, okay, Lord, my spiritual life seems to be kind of dragging a little bit. I really want to open up to your Holy Spirit. Just, and then be quiet and listen to what he's saying. Okay, so that's number two. Number one is practice praise. Number two, ask for them, desire them. Desire them, ask for them. Okay, here you go. Number three, resolve to refuse nothing that God asks. God, you know what I refuse of you? Nothing. Nothing. What matters more, even more than conscious, explicit prayer on the subject, we should have a strong determination to obey God in everything, big or little, without exception. The more God sees this disposition of total docility in you or me, the more he will favor us with his inspirations. Lord, I'm determined to obey you, and all I'm conscious of you asking of me, wow, now come inspirations. This is another way of increasing inspirations. Now, this is not to say that, in fact, we must be able to obey God in absolutely everything. That's still something that's impossible for us because, you know, we're weak. But we do have to be determined to do so and to do all in our power, especially by prayer, to strengthen that resolution, not to neglect any one of God's wishes that he expresses to me, no matter how small it is. Yeah, open the door for that elderly woman trying to get out of the grocery store. She can't open that door. That's an inspiration. Go help her. Big deal. That's huge in the eyes of God. And that increases inspirations. We should be clear that this determination should not become a scruple, because the devil can use that, of course, to discourage us. Oh, you missed that one. Oh, you're no good. See, you're no good. No, don't go there. Folks, never go there. When you hear that little voice say, you're no good, I knew you couldn't do it. I knew you couldn't do it. Guess where that voice is coming from? Not from God. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus, get away from me. That's not from God. That thought is not from God. The devil will always try to put us down, and especially when we fail, he will then kick us. We fell off the horse, and he's not content with us falling off the horse, the devil. No, no. He wants to kick us down the hill into the mud stream. So, no. We fail. We smile at God and say, Lord, it's just me. I'm getting back on the horse. Praise you. Get back on the horse and take off. That's from God. Okay. So remember that. Strengthen ourselves continually in our resolution to be docile to God, mindful that the devil will never use our docility to get us upset or discouraged over our our horrible failures that come over us. Okay. Don't refuse God anything. Number three. Number four. You ready? Practice trust in God. Practice trust and obedience to God. If we want God to reveal more of his will to us by his inspirations, we need to start by obeying his wishes that we already know. This obedience can be applied in a lot of different ways. So as we saw earlier, each act of faithfulness to grace attracts new graces in ever-growing numbers. If we're attentive and obey the motions of the Holy Spirit, these graces become abundant. If we ignore inspiration, on the other hand, there's a danger they will become less and less frequent. Remember what Jesus said? To everyone who has more, to everyone who has, more will be given. From him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is the beginning then. Obtain more inspirations by obeying the ones I've already got. Next, it's obvious that, God's going to give us more inspirations if he sees us being faithful and fulfilling his will when it comes to us in other ways. The commandments, okay, there you go. Obey the duties of my state of life. God's will is expressed in a lot of different ways, and we know these without even a need for inspiration. For example, we know God's expressed will in a general way. We know the scriptures, the teachings of the church. That's not inspiration. That's just a teaching. So we want to start off there, the basics, the Ten Commandments, teachings of the church, the demands of my vocation, the demands of my job, etc. Okay, these are God's will. Do them. You don't need to be inspired to go to work. You just go to work. That's part of your calling. You don't be inspired to cook a good meal for your family. That's God. So we'll be back in just a moment with the inspirations of the Holy Spirit.
Hi, this is Joe Stopulis. Thank you to construction professionals for underwriting Man Up, Monday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio. Construction Professionals, a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com.
Thanks to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes At Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for keep the faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week. We're talking about how do I open up to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. There you go. And we mentioned number one, praise and thanksgiving. I praise God. I thank God. St. Teresa said that every time I thank God, God is touched and hastens to give me 10 times more than we just gave me. Whew. Number two, desire and ask for the inspirations. Lord, please help me, show me. That's number two. Number three, don't refuse anything that God is asking of me. I know God wants me to do. I know God wants me to go to work. I'll do it. You know, I know God wants me to help this person. So, yeah, try your best. You're not going to be perfect, but try your best to refuse nothing of what God is asking. Whew, that's a big one. Number four, practice obedience. That's right. And what does that mean? We already know a lot that what God wants of us. Don't break the Ten Commandments. Love thy neighbor. Forgive thy enemy, etc. This is all in the scriptures. So I don't have to be inspired to pray for my enemy. All I got to do is read about it. Know it. It's one of the things that's written for me. And also the teachings of the church. Okay? All right, number five. Here we go. How else can I open up to the Holy Spirit? Here you go. I love this one. Practice abandonment to God's providence. Ooh, that's a big one. We shouldn't forget the sort of obedience that may be the most important of all, obedience to the events of life. Obedience to events does not mean going into fatalism or passivity. It doesn't mean that everything that happens is God's will. God does not will evil or sin. Many things that happen, God does not want. He permits them in his wisdom, and they remain a stumbling block or a scandal to our minds. God asks us to do what we can to eliminate evil, but despite our efforts, there's always a whole set of circumstances we can do nothing about, which are not necessarily willed by God, but nevertheless, they're permitted by God, in which God invites us to consent to trustingly and peacefully, even if they make us suffer and cause us problems. We're not being asked to consent to evil, but to consent to the mysterious wisdom of God who permits evil to happen. In fact, St. Augustine had a great statement. He said, can God prevent evil? Yes. He said, it would take an infinite act of God's power to prevent evil. It takes a more demonstration of his power to allow evil and bring good out of it. That really is power. That's what St. Augustine said. Our consent is not a compromise with evil, but the expression of our trust that God is stronger than evil. He will bring good out. We pray, we do our best, he's in control. This is a form of obedience that is painful but fruitful. It means that after all we have done, everything in our power, we're invited, faced with what is still imposed on us by events, to practice the attitude of abandonment and childlike trust in our Heavenly Father. Remember what St. Paul said, for those who love God, everything works together unto good. So, that's how it is. For example, God did not want Judas to betray Jesus or the cowardice of Pilate, right? He permitted that. He wanted Jesus to give filial consent to these events. And that is what he did. As Jesus said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. The events of life, after all, are expressions of God's will, because there is no danger of our interpreting them subjectively. If God sees that we're docile to events, able to consent peacefully and lovingly to what is happening in life, those that are imposed on us, in a spirit of childlike trust and abandonment to his will, there's no doubt that God will multiply personal expressions of his will for us through the action of the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit gets into the act. However, we got to be careful. If we're always rebelling and tensing ourselves against difficulties, a kind of defiance of God's will, that makes it hard for the Holy Spirit to guide us. In fact, what prevents us from becoming saints undoubtedly is the difficulty we have in consenting fully to everything that happens to us. Not, as we have seen, in the sense of being fatalistic, but in the sense of a trusting abandonment into the hands of our loving Father. What often happens is that we are confronted with painful occurrences. We either rebel or endure them willingly or resign ourselves to them passively. But God invites us to do more positive and fruitful attitude. St. Teresa Lisieux, remember, I quoted her earlier, she said, I choose everything. Woo. That's what she said. I choose all. We can give this the meaning, I choose everything that God wants for me. I won't content myself with merely enduring, but by a free act of my will. I decide to choose what I have chosen. Remember that? That's what she said. I love that. She said, St. Therese, I decide to choose what I have not chosen. Ooh. She used the expression, I want everything that causes me difficulties. That's what she said, because she knew that God allowed it so that she could grow. Externally, it doesn't change anything about a situation, but interiorly, inside my heart, it changes everything. This consent, inspired by love and trust, makes us free and active instead of passive, enables God to draw good out of everything that happens to us, whether good or bad. So things happen, It's the hand of God. I can't change it. Maybe I can. If I can, I try. If I can't, okay. But I just see God's hand. Lord, you're bigger than this situation. I trust you. And by that act of trust, God can draw good out of evil, like St. Augustine said. So I trust him. That's called woo. That's called having confidence in God, total abandonment to the will of God. So these are practices that help us to be open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit and to let the Holy Spirit guide us through life. So those are the thoughts of the week. Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.